Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want you to imagine getting up tomorrow and having this conversation. Where did all the workers go? That is the conversation that apparently is going to be taking place in LA, and they're hoping it's going to spread to every city in America. This is over 11,000 LA workers are planning to strike. Their actually goal, as they put it, was to, quote, shut down the city. More than 11,000 Los Angeles City employees, they say, are going to participate in the one-day strike, saying that they believe this will shut down the city, and then people will finally start paying them and taking them and their demands seriously. Now, this is part of what we've been witnessing around the country, where workers groups, those that are looking to unionize and others, just say, hey, we just won't work. We won't show up to work. You have the Screen Actors Guild right now and the writers doing the exact same thing, refusing to work until they get their new deal that they demand. But take a listen to what they had to say from ABC News 7 in LA about this workers' strike and why they're hoping that it's going to go viral to other cities in the country.
Some LA city workers are getting ready to go on strike for 24 hours. More than 11,000 workers plan to walk off the job tomorrow. Employees, including sanitation workers, heavy-duty mechanics, traffic officers, and engineers, will picket outside places like LAX and Los Angeles City Hall. The union, SEIU 721, represents more than 95,000 workers across SoCal. Union officials say the city isn't bargaining in good faith. They add this strike comes at a time when the city has a more than 20% job vacancy rate across departments.
Well, we're all throughout the entire city, whether it's LAX, animal services, sanitation, the parks. I mean, you name it. We have also, you know, hundreds of job classifications all throughout the city. You know, we have a mayor that's incredibly supportive of working people. We've got some great folks and allies on city council. Unfortunately, we have some out of touch city administrators.
Mayor Bass released a statement saying, quote, city workers are vital to the function of services for millions of Angelenos every day and to our local economy. They deserve fair contracts, and we have been bargaining in good faith with SEIU 721 since January. The city will always be available to make progress 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That actually isn't the case. If they all don't show up for work and they get their way, right, they get what they want here, which is to shut down the city. That's this worker's plan. Picket for 24 hours outside of City Hall, outside of the Los Angeles International Airport, and other locations to protest a refusal to bargain in good faith. Now, this is what happens when unions start taking hold, and this is exactly what happened in this country back in the 80s when the unions and the union bosses got too powerful. You can then hold cities hostage. Now, unions have lost a lot of their political influence over the last couple of decades. That's been well documented. But the unions are smart. They're trying to figure out, how is it that we can get people back? Obviously, through government workers is an easy way. This is also part of their plan to try to unionize fast food workers. They tried to bust up Starbucks with unionization. And the list goes on and on. But what you witness now is you have people that are willing to shut down entire cities. Part of what they want during this shutdown is they want anarchy and they want chaos. They're holding you hostage, not for a better contract, but really when it comes to the issue of safety. There have been many people that post online hoping that the other workers that don't show up are fire and police and EMTs. They are wanting there to be this to be basically controlled anarchy. They're in charge of it. And then finally a city will say, okay, we can't operate or function this way. So therefore we'll let you have whatever the hell it is you want. Now, let's go back to the Fight for 15. You may remember the Fight for 15, which was part of the unions trying to expand their payrolls by going into fast food workers and saying, hey, we're going to get you more money. You need to demand a, quote, living wage, a Fight for 15, a Fight for 20, right? Whatever they decide the living wage is that day. And they said, if we all do this together, we'll get incredible results, right? We'll get what we all demand. The problem is that's been met with new technology. You look at stores. There's now Walmarts where there's not a single cashier. There are now Kroger grocery stores without a single cashier. It's all self-service. You now have these boards that you automate when you order at places like Wendy's and McDonald's and Taco Bell. And they basically said, if you as workers want to try to hold us hostage this way, that's fine. You can do it. We're willing to play the game with you, but we're not going to be held hostage with you when you think that you own us. Now, if I was one of these individuals, if I was a part of this group, I would absolutely, if I owned one of these businesses, if I'm being held hostage that way, I'd be like, all right, see you later. Right? Like, I'm done with you. See you. Goodbye. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to have this conversation with you and you think that you can hold me hostage this way. It will not happen. That is now what's happening in L.A. And if you shut down the city as they're planning on doing and doing it for 24 hours and you start to get looting and rioting and anarchy and you start to have things that basic needs and necessities that aren't being met, I believe that with all the liberals in L.A., they'll probably cave to their demands and then they can hold the city hostage indefinitely. This is going to grow. I want you to know, I think this is going to grow probably in a way that will shock many. And I think it will become an election year issue. They're going to demand different things, right? That's just what they're going to do. They're going to demand certain things. They're going to demand the Democrats agree to certain terms, agree to giving them certain things. All right. And if you don't, then they're not going to support you in the election process as a Democrat. That's going to be the pandering aspect of this. Put it on your radar screen. These unions, they are figuring out this is the new way to do it. You give anarchy. You make people go crazy in a town. You get the workers not to show up. You hold them hostage. And then once all of that happens, you win because the other side, they believe, will finally just say, okay, I can't take this risk. There's too many people that are angry. There's too many people that are frustrated. There's too many people that are screaming. And this is part of the playbook if you go back with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter threatened the same thing. If you don't give us what we want, if you don't put Black Lives Matter everywhere on the football helmets, we'll come after the NBA. We'll come after the NFL. We will come after anybody that doesn't play game with us. That is part of what has happened throughout this process. And these unions learned it really, I think, from Black Lives Matter recently, that you can burn down a city, but if you have the right name next to your cause, right, Black Lives Matter, then no one's going to arrest you for committing those crimes. You can jump on cars and police cars and attack and burn down police and city halls and churches, and no one is going to stop you in our government. That's what being held hostage looks like. And now, if you can shut down an entire city for 24 hours as your way of, quote, bargaining with the other side, that is a hostage crisis situation. That is not negotiating in good faith. This is why we need to make sure that we elect people in this next election that understand just how big of a threat to society unions really are. They are threatening our society, our way of life. They are threatening the private sector with unrealistic things as well. That's part of it. These mandates and these demands for X number of dollars. I'm sorry. It is a huge problem now. Now, this is also a problem, by the way, for Joe Biden, because there's a lot of Democrats that feel like they're not getting enough free stuff right now from a president that was supposed to give them a lot of free stuff. He also lied and misled the voters when he said he was going to pay off your student loans. He knew he wasn't going to be able to do that, but it was a way to buy votes in a tight election, and it worked, and he hasn't paid off on that. And that's the reason why the president's approval rating is at the lowest of any president except for Jimmy Carter. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want you to listen to a conversation that took place on MSNBC. Now, MSNBC has moments where they have to talk about their own problems and not just attack Donald Trump and Republicans. And they understand now there's a real big problem for Joe Biden. And that is, no one seems to be excited about him in the Democratic Party. And his approval rating is the lowest of any president except for Jimmy Carter. Listen to what they had to say about what's going on now with the president within his own Democratic, you know, followers.
Meanwhile, President Biden is focusing this week on selling Bidenomics out west. What are his challenges? Well, you're right. He's going to go to Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah to talk about the advantages of his program, particularly the Inflation Reduction Act, his climate spending. He wants to claim credit for an improving economy. We're seeing a real disconnect for him because a lot of indicators are actually much better today than they have been, right? Whether it be inflation, gas prices, immigration, crime, a lot of these indicators are off their peak or are much better in some ways than they had been a few months or a year ago. But the one indicator that's not changed is his approval rating and, in fact, his competitive status against Donald Trump if he's the Republican nominee. Our poll that with Siena College last week found that the president's still at that 39% approval rating. I think the average on 538 is around 41%. That's the lowest of any president at this stage going back through the history of polling, except for Jimmy Carter. That didn't work out well for him. And our poll also showed him tied 43% to 43% with Trump. Now, what they hope is that over time, that will be a lagging indicator, that as people become more confident about the economy and consumer confidence is up, as people feel the impact of his policies, they hope his numbers will begin to rise as well. And we'll see that. That's happened in the past. Reagan, Clinton, Obama did terribly in their midterms and actually came back and won pretty convincing re-elections. That's what Biden is hoping for here.
Peter, what do you think that disconnect or that lag is attributable to?
Well, one of the things, of course, is the environment has changed so much since the days of those past presidents, right? There used to be something of a allowance on the part of at least some people for the president of the other party. But today we're locked pretty tightly in our polarized spaces. There's no president who's getting 55, 60, 70% of the approval rating for any sustained period of time as there used to be back in the day of Reagan and Clinton and so forth. And so you're locked into a smaller pool of voters that you can appeal to. For Biden, it's about getting those Democrats and independents back who voted for him in 2020, don't like former President Trump, and making them feel more confident in his leadership. Part of this issue, of course, is something he can't do anything about, which is his age. That's, according to polls, a considerable factor for a lot of voters. But they're going to tell people, look, yeah, okay, he is the age he is, but he's not Donald Trump. And remember how much you didn't like him 2 years ago. You should think about that in 2 years from now or a year and a half from now.
You can hear it very clearly. They are concerned. They are really concerned about what this means for Joe Biden moving forward. There are a lot of people. I mean, hell, he got lost at the White House again on video as the Houston Astros, right? They won the World Series, were at the White House for their, you know, meet the president. They're playing We Are the Champion music, and the president doesn't know where to go. He's in charge. It's his event. Right. It's his event, folks. He's in charge. It's his house. It's where he lives. And he literally doesn't know where to go afterwards. That is a problem. And they know it. You can downplay it. You can act like it's not a big deal, but it is. And having an approval rating that is this low. And look, this is what they're hoping for. They're hoping they can take out Donald Trump. OK, they're hoping that Donald Trump will be indicted and be such damaged goods by the time that the deep state gets done with him, that there's no other way that people say, all right, I can't vote for Donald Trump again. I'm sick of him. And they'll vote by default for Joe Biden. You know, there's also other real issues happening right now where Joe Biden is showing massive weakness. Let me give you an example. There was a Chinese and Russian vessels that got extremely close to the United States of America, right next to Alaska where they weren't supposed to be. And what did Joe Biden do? Not a damn thing. Because he's compromised, we know, by the Russians financially, and he's compromised by the Chinese now financially. Listen.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley, a former ambassador to the United Nations and former South Carolina governor. Ambassador Haley, good to have you as always. Thank you very much for being here. Jack Keane calling this the most dangerous threat to the United States since World War II. And you saw Michael Waltz there saying that four ships to the area is a weak response. What would you do if you were president of the United States in this moment?
Well, they're both right, but I will tell you, China has been planning war with the United States for years. This is no surprise. This didn't just happen. This has been happening for years, and presidents just haven't taken it seriously enough. You know, I'm glad to see they at least sent four ships this time. You know, what I said last time is when the Russian plane hit our U.S. drone, absolutely nothing happened. We haven't seen anything happen from the Biden administration. We need to be showing strength. This is in response to the fact that we and our allies have been doing exercises in the Taiwan Strait and over near the South China Sea. But what they are trying to do is now intimidate us. We don't need to fall for it. We don't need to run. We need to continue to be strong. Biden continues to show weakness. He did that by sending Blinken. China came out and said it was a great meeting. And what came out of that? They said that they would have committee meetings based on the fentanyl flow. No, you don't have committee meetings based on fentanyl flow. You say we will stop ending normal trade relations with you until you stop killing Americans. You know, you've got the fact that then Janet Yellen went and said we should do more business with China, not less, and we should be competitors and we should play by fair rules. That's naive. China doesn't play by fair rules. They never have. They don't see us as a competitor. They see us as an enemy. And then you have John Kerry going and saying, oh, let's focus on the environment. That's really what we need to be focused on. Well, that just makes them laugh at us. And so this is the time where we need a president that's going to say, no, we're not just going to deal with trade like Trump did, or no, we're not just going to ignore it like Obama did. We need to say we're going to look at it from all aspects. Let's stop them buying U.S. soil, and let's take back what they've already had. Let's stop the flow of fentanyl. Let's stop the money going into our universities. 90% of our law enforcement drones come from the Chinese. Why is that? How stupid are we to allow things like this to happen? Quit sending technology to China that strengthens their military and weakens the U.S., and let's modernize our military. Let's get focused as a country and go and show these countries that are threatening us that we're back. That hasn't happened. That's why Russia's strong. That's why China's on the march. That's why Iran's building a bomb. And that's why North Korea's testing ballistic missiles.
All right, I want to get your...
By the way, everything that Nikki Haley said there, she's absolutely right on. This has been happening for far too long. They're showing strength while we are showing incredible weakness, right? They're showing this, you know, we're going to stop at nothing to do these things, right? That's their MO now. We're going to do what we have to do. You know, these other countries, actually, better way of putting it is we're going to take and do whatever we want to do because we know that your president won't stop us. We own him. He took our money. Russia owns Joe Biden. We know that because of the cash and the suspicious activity reports. China, we know, owns them as well for the same exact reason. It is it's unbelievably brutal how weak our response has been. And it's not because I think Joe Biden is this weak or incompetent. Okay, there's some people that want to say that, and that's like the, you know, default position. Well, he's an idiot or he's weak. He's been around a long time. The people around him that are running this country, they've been around a long time. There's a reason why we're being so weak. There's a reason why we didn't shoot down that Chinese balloon. It wasn't because we were afraid that it was going to hurt people on the ground. Okay, that's not the reason why, as it's been stated. The reason why we didn't shoot down that balloon is real simple. China, I believe, has something on him. And China knows that they can control him. And China knew they could fly that balloon over the U.S., get all the intelligence, hover, do everything they wanted to do, and then we would shoot it down after the mission was complete. And that is what happened. We allowed them to do everything that they wanted to do. Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone. Keep your phone number, too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You know, there's also Democrats now that I think are witnessing and watching all of this weakness, and they understand that it's going to come to a head with the president of the United States of America at some point. I think there's some Democrats that think that Donald Trump is not going to be as easy to beat as some have tried to imply. One of those is Democratic Representative Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips was on Face the Nation. And Dean Phillips was asked about, hey, are there other Democrats that are looking at maybe getting in this race last minute against Joe Biden based on him having the lowest approval rating of any president outside of Jimmy Carter? Here's what he had to say and saying, yeah, there are. There are quite a few well-positioned primary challengers to Biden if they decide to pull the trigger.
Welcome back. We turn now to Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips, who might, in fact, be able to answer a question he's given some energy to. Are you going to run for president against Joe Biden?
Well, Major, I have not decided yet, but I will tell you why I'm here. And I lost my dad in Vietnam in 1969, lived with my great-grandparents for 2.5 years. My mom was 24 and widowed. Was adopted when I was 3 by an extraordinary dad into a remarkable family. I know a little something about living on both sides of advantage. And I woke up the morning after the 2016 election, the one you just spoke about, saw fear in my daughter's eyes, my 2 daughters. I recognized at that moment that millions of Americans have had that same fear for generations. And I promised them I would do something. I ran for Congress. And I ran a campaign that was about everybody being invited. That was my slogan. I listened to Democrats, Republicans, independents. And I discovered that everybody wants the same thing. Everybody. We want to be safe. We want to have security, both economic and otherwise. We want opportunity and we want unity. Serving our country in Congress has been a joy. I know you don't hear that too often. It has been a joy. And I've discovered that everybody in the middle, the massive majority of Americans, are sick of angertainment, telling us we're more divided than we really are. They're sick of members of Congress, state houses, attacking each other instead of attacking problems. They want their families back, their friendships back, their communities back. They want unity. And I want to give voice to them. Yep. And then secondly, I want to give voice to Democrats. I'm a lifelong, passionate Democrat, inspired by Hubert Humphrey and Martin Luther King. Democrats are telling me that they want not a coronation, but they want a competition. The New York Times poll from this week shows 55% of Democratic voters want some alternatives to the current people in the primary. 83% Of those under 30, Democrats under 30 want alternatives, and about 76% of independents. So I just want to make my case.
When are you going to decide?
I think, well, let me get to my point.
Okay.
So if we don't heed...
I've given you some room.
Yes, you have. If we don't heed that call, shame on us. And the consequences, I believe, are going to be disastrous. So my call is to those who are well-positioned, well-prepared, of good character and competency, they know who they are, to jump in. Because Democrats and the country need competition. It makes everything better. That's my call to them right now.
So if they don't, you will.
I'm not saying I will. I think I'm well positioned to be president of the United States.
You do.
I do not believe I'm well positioned to run for it right now. People who are should jump in because we need to meet the moment. The moment is now. That is what the country is asking.
You know, the last thing he said there, I'm not well positioned right now. There's others that are better positioned than I am to run, and they should run. But if they don't, then I might. This is what you're starting to hear from a lot of Democrats right now. They're unhappy with Joe Biden. He lied to them, not about Burisma. They don't care about that. They don't care about their son's business dealings, really. That's not at a pivotal point yet for Democratic voters. It's just not, because I think a lot of Democratic voters are fine with corruption in government. They're fine with Joe Biden being on the take. What they are upset about is what is the lack of benefits, the lack of free stuff, right? The lack of, you said if I voted for you, you're going to pay off 30 grand of my student debt and 40 grand of my wife's, right? You were going to pay for all of these things that you said that you were going to, you know, pay for, and you never did. You promised me that. Now, I do think the economy is really starting to hurt Democrats and independent voters, and they're starting to realize it's not getting any better. Right. This is, you can't blame COVID anymore for this. Right. You can't blame this, you know, I inherited it anymore. It's now Joe Biden's crisis. It's Joe Biden's problem. And people are feeling like this guy's not getting it done. They're feeling like he's not understanding what people are going through right now. They feel like he just is kind of taking them for granted, and it's not getting better. The price at the pump is back up again. Have you noticed that? It's been itching back up. Even in the cheaper areas, it's above $3 a gallon. It's getting up in the fours and fives out on the West Coast and the East Coast. Those things combined with the high price of goods and services, the high price. I mean, I looked today. I'll give you a great example. Doritos. And this is just a random product, and I saw it today. The large family size bag of Doritos had printed on the actual bag $6.99. That's $7 for a bag of Doritos that used to be $3.99, right? It used to be you could get those large bags 2 for $6, right? $3 a piece if you bought two. They're now, I mean, that's when even I look at my grocery bill and go, what is going on? When you can't take your family out to eat at an average restaurant, I'm not talking about a good restaurant, I'm talking about an average restaurant. When you can't take your family out to an average restaurant for under $100, and that's not drinking alcohol, that's just straight up food costs, it's becoming a really big problem. And it's becoming a liability for Joe Biden. This economy, saying that the economy's not bad when clearly the economy is bad, right? When you act like things are good when things aren't good, and the economy you claim is great and Bidenomics is great and it's doing, and people know, and they're insulted by it. I think if there's any promise that he didn't pay off on that may be his Achilles heel with a lot of voters, and I'm talking about, they may not vote for a Donald Trump or a DeSantis or whoever ends up getting it. I think it's probably going to be Trump. I think it's pretty clear. That's where we're, you know, the line that we're on right now. But I think that there is a lot of Americans that at this point are saying, all right, I may not vote for Trump, but I'm not going to vote for you either. Because you lied to us and you didn't do what you said you were going to do. You didn't do what you promised you were going to do. And Joe Biden has been out there trying to tell people that the economy is great. The economy is not great. People are hurting. We know that people are hurting. Nancy Pelosi said, you know, Republicans want to impeach Biden because the economy is doing great. Like, that's psycho and a lie. She said that on MSNBC. It was dumb when she said it. But that's even how bad their own talking points are. You know, Joe Behar on The View said this, which was just absurd on The View. Listen.
Let me just say something about Joe Biden. According to what I'm observing, the economy is booming.
Yeah.
Inflation is down. The stock market is doing well. People are having an easier time putting bread on the table, etc. He doesn't seem to be getting the credit for that. Only 41% approval. Is it because they think he's old? Because I don't see anything else they can point to with him particularly. What's the question?
I mean, that's The View, right? They're like, well, he deserves credit because things are so good. You notice the audience didn't clap when she said that. Because the audience was looking at each other going, what the hell world is she living in? The economy is not doing well, right? The economy is not good. It's a disaster for many Americans. They're feeling it. They're living paycheck to paycheck. It's not good. And when you say things like that and you try to spin it, you can try to spin it. It doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it's accurate. It doesn't mean that it's honest. And Americans are feeling this. And this is why I'm saying right now, pay attention. It's no longer just the Biden crime family that's the problem for them. It's all the other things that I just mentioned. And it's a big problem, I think, now for this president. And Democrats are now saying, do we need to make a big switch? I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing some new game names coming out in the very near future. Don't forget to download our podcast each and every day. Please write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.